You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This wild game, this 13-12 Yankee crushing loss in Miami. Well, it started with Carlos Rodon pitching in the city where he was born, Miami. Jansen Junk, his first start against the Yankees, a team that drafted him, then traded him back in 2017. Junk, 9 up, 9 down. Rodon, 4 strikeouts and 3 dominant shutdown innings. This was shaping up to be a pitcher's duel. Yankees, though, second time through the order, didn't look like Junk anymore. Trent Grisham, Jason Dominguez pulled singles to right field. 2 on for Cody Bellinger. He barely missed a home run. A high drive to right. It chased Grisham to third. Then with Stanton at the plate, Dominguez swiped second. Took away the threat of the double play with Stanton. An important swipe there. Second and third, one out. Stanton said, don't worry about the double play. Just like old times in Miami, today's electrifying drive of the game.
2-2, here's pitch. Swung on and hit to left field. Hit well. Hit deep. Bye-bye. Line drive, home run. Giancarlo Stanton. It's a 3-run shot here in the fourth inning, and the Yankees have the lead. 3-0, New York.
Stanton is dialed in as he could be. Looking like playoff Stanton. Second straight day with a shot out of sight. In the last 17 games, 8 homers and 19 RBIs for Giancarlo Stanton. Our electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. So 3-0 with the way Rodon was pitching. Only the second homer Junk's allowed all year. This one to Giancarlo Stanton. Rodon did walk a couple in the fourth inning. Had to grind. Pitch count ballooning, but did strike out the side. Rodon 7 strikeouts through 4. And the Yankees, just like Tuesday against Tampa, consecutive 3-run innings and doing it in completely different ways. You had the fourth inning Stanton 3-run shot. Fifth inning against Junk, you had speed. You had situational hitting. Anthony Volpe starting his big night. One out, base hit to left. He stole second. And with 2 out, Grisham, a 9-pitch walk. He took the open base and set up the red-hot Jason Dominguez. RBI single, and that put runners at the corners. And Dominguez could steal his second base in as many innings right there. So second and third, innings still wide open. It meant this swing, Cody Bellinger, crooked number, two-run knock to right field, a 6-0 Yankee lead rewarding Carlos Rodon, who was grinding through that fourth inning. Yankees have 6 runs on the board for him. Bottom 5, Rodon served up the 2-run homer to Javier Sanoja, then a no-contact situation, freezing Jacob Marcy strike 3, walking Edwards, then he whiffed Ramirez, then he walked Hernandez on 4 pitches, a season-high tying 5 walks for Carlos Rodon. And the second time, he had 5 walks and 3 starts. Rodon admittedly, as Susan told us, saying, that's too many. I got to give my team a better chance right there. Aaron Boone pulled him 4 2/3. What 107 pitches tonight for Carlos Rodon. And Jonathan Loaisiga came in, plunked Otto Lopez, loaded the bases right away. Then the pinch hitter, Liam Hicks, is where things got interesting. Tying run at the plate, floated a 2-run single. The inherited runner scoring. 2-run game. And the only reason Loaisiga got out of it against the dangerous Kyle Stowers, 9th batter to the plate. McMahon, a nifty stab to his left, put out the fire, kept the lead intact, but a 4-run inning right there, the Marlins showing that resolve, and Brett Hedrick did restore order, credit him, in the 6th inning, lefty out of the pen. He's been good lately, and the Yankees top 7, 2nd inning, sizing up the righty, Valenti Beoso. Well, second time the charm all night. Volpe and Wells, a back-to-back base hit, starting the 7th. Grisham, already a single, a walk, 2 runs scored on the day. He was part of both early 3-run innings. Well, Grisham, with 1 swing, he could make it a 3rd 3-run inning for the Yankees tonight, and he said, let's do that.
Here's a pitch. Swing on. Drive deep to right. Oh. Down the line. Got Carey. Off the foul pole. That's a three-run homer. Trent Grisham. 9-4 Yankees. Boy, did he give that a ride.
Grisham locking in 19 home runs, by far his career high now. And got a couple of months to play with. Our insurance runs brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots. Just great insurance. NJM.com. So you thought 6-0. We all thought 6-0 with Rodon was safe. We all thought 9-4 after that Grisham swing off the pole. That was safe. At that point, we figured the game was in hand, right? The Yankees had quelled the fifth inning threat enough, just enough, to exit and give Grisham that chance to blow it wide open. Well, bottom seven, the newest Yankee relievers coming in. The vibes all high. Jake Bird allowed a base hit to Ramirez. He struck out Hernandez on the sweeper. But then a screaming double from Otto Lopez and a full count walk to Liam Hicks loaded the bases up for Kyle Stowers. Just like the fifth inning, another chance for Stowers to flex that game-changing power and change this game around right away is Tommy Cook.
His pitch swing on, popped it up, deep to left field, backing up Dominguez, jumping, leaping. He did not get it, a grand slam. We got a one-run ball game. It's now 9-8. Yankees here in the seventh inning.
And on review, just out of Dominguez's reach. It hit his glove. He had the robbery timed perfectly. That's why he was so frustrated. A grand slam just out of his reach for the red-hot Stowers. And an eye blink. One-run game. Jake Bird's Yankee debut done. One-third of an inning. Again, the worst he could have imagined. And the guy he flew in from Colorado with to join this Yankee team, David Bednar. They were about to face each other in Denver. Now they're part of the same Yankee bullpen. Bednar came in, got a grounded a short from Wagaman. So we figured restoring order. Two out. But up step, Javier Sanoja. Think about this. One homer since April 20th. And tonight, different story.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a high drive left field down the line. No way. Oh, my goodness. A tying home run in the seventh inning by Javier Sanoja. His second home run tonight. Third of his career. We got a new ball game at 9-9.
Yeah, how about tripling your career home run total in one night? Jacob Marcy followed that blast with his first big league hit, a double to the right center field gap, and Edwards an infield single to short. Volpe wouldn't have made the play anyway. Dropped it. Miami still making that magic happen with two out. And Ramirez. How about Ramirez for the lead? Sharp single to left from 9-4 down. 10-9. Miami. 6-run seventh inning. 11 batters to the plate. And top of the eighth is talks to the range of emotion in this game. How about an immediate pick me up. Anthony Volpe greeting Lake Bacher.
2-2. Pitch swing on deep drive left field off the bat of Volpe. That ball's traveling and is gone. Tie ball game at 10-10. Anthony Volpe another home run. For AV, that's his 17th knock. Three consecutive hits here tonight. And it's again a new ball game.
And seven home runs in his last 13 games. And Volpe wasn't done. Brand new game. Sigh of relief for Bird and Bednar. And David Bednar, way to pick yourself up. Back out for the bottom of the eighth. 1-2-3. Couple of strikeouts. Gave the Yankees a chance against Anthony Bender. Top of the ninth. Two out. Nobody on. 10-10 game. And Aaron Boone, this is a luxury of an excellent bench. Boone fiddling with his new toys in that ninth inning. Ben Rice pinch hitting for Goldschmidt. Base hit to right. Jose Caballero, off the bench for his Yankee debut, easily stole second as a pinch runner. And that meant another clutch hit from Ryan McMahon, all the Yankees needed to take the lead.
3-2, Caballero at second. Here's a pitch from Bender. Up the middle, base hit. Here comes Cabby. He's going to score. Ryan McMahon ringing the bell, everybody. It's 11-10 Yankees here in the ninth.
So that would have been two game-winning hits in your first seven games as a Yankee. It wasn't to be, but Ryan McMahon coming through yet again. Anthony Volpe, after that, getting greedy. He roped an RBI double. First four-hit game of the year and his first since last April. Anthony Volpe. And then he stole third for good measure. Yankees a season-high, five stolen bases tonight, and a 12-10 lead into the bottom of the ninth inning. Everything was feeling good, despite blowing the lead initially. Coming back. The new toys on full display. 12-10 bottom nine. Camilo Doval completing the trifecta of new Yankee relievers who never expected to be out there right away tonight. Yankees needed to go to them out of necessity. Xavier Edwards. Two on, one out after the single by Sanoha. What a night he had. The walk to Marcy. Edwards put one in a right, and this happened for our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
The right-hander set, the 1-0 pick, swung on, hit down the first, into right field, a base hit. Coming around is Sanoa. He's going to say, gets past Caballero, and here comes the tying run. It's a new ball game at 12-12. Oh, brother.
So the luxury of having Caballero off the bench in the highest of highs in the top of the ninth inning, him stealing second, coming around to score on the McMahon single. Well, that forced a defensive switch for the bottom of the ninth inning. Bellinger moving over to first because Rice was the pinch hitter who planted that base hit before the pinch running scenario. So Bellinger over at first, Caballero in right, and then the lowest of lows in the bottom of the ninth inning. That's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. That meant not only game tied, but game-winning run. Standing there 90 feet away because of the ball trickling underneath Caballero's glove. And it meant the former Yankee farmhand, Augustin Ramirez, a chance to win it.
Duval set. Here's the pitch. A little dribble in front of the home plate. It's a fair ball. Wells can't get it. Run scores. Head first dive. Oh, brother. A 13-12 Miami win. That ball might have gone up the line about 5 feet. That's one of the wildest, craziest games I have ever seen.
And what a deflating way to finish. Just think about this game. 3-4, 3-5 for the Yankees. Marlins 4 in the bottom of the fifth. Yankees 3 in the top of the seventh to open it up again at 9-4. 6-run response for Miami to take a 10-9 lead. Yankees tie it with Volpe in the top of the eighth. 10-10 into the ninth. They take the lead in the top of the ninth inning and then lose the lead in the bottom of the ninth inning and fall 13-12, series opener, road trip opener in Miami. We have Yankees Rewind. Catch segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage for our flagship WFAN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.